Hi, and welcome to another episode of the S Words Podcast, the roundtable discussion about pop culture subjects beginning with the letter S. I'm Kevin Chu.
I'm Win Myun Kim.
And today we have two guests, Danny Suthavarakam and Albert Liu from OopAct.com. So how are you, gentlemen?
Doing pretty well. Name is Albert, and I've known these guys since college.
I'm okay. Nice getting some recognition to actually be vindicated from last week.
Hey, I called the Steelers to you, Jack.
But I called the offense.
All right, so if you're just joining us, this is our second episode. You can catch the first episode about the Super Bowl, in which three of us incorrectly chose the Cardinals. But let's dive right into this week's topic, which is StarCraft, the popular Blizzard RTS-turned-esports phenomenon. We chose this topic because of the recent news about UC Berkeley's StarCraft decal course and the upcoming sequel that has been in our minds once again. So let's start off with a very simple question. What was the first time you played StarCraft?
I distinctly recall sitting in the dorms, watching about a half dozen people cram onto one bed.
Well, I was in a substance-free dorm, so none of that stuff ever happened to me.
Oh, yeah. You probably don't want to hear the stories about that side.
I want to hear the story.
Yeah, so what about the other time 12 people piled up onto your bed?
No, that was actually the only time 12 people ever piled up onto my bed.
12 of you guys were just watching a StarCraft match?
Yeah.
Who was playing?
I don't remember. But he was getting his ass handed to him.
Yeah, StarCraft.
Yeah, that set me up for a lot of StarCraft. I got used to seeing that a lot.
But did you play it?
Yeah. Also got my ass handed to me on several occasions.
All right. The first time I played StarCraft, one of my friends who was pretty heavily into the game scene burned me a CD and, said, "Hey, you got to play this." And I said, "Okay." Threw it in the computer, tried it out, and figured, oh yeah, that's kind of cool. And then I promptly got my ass handed to me by a lot of people. And I found out that I kind of sucked at this game.
Yeah, you may have noticed that not many of us are actually very good at games compared to, random Koreans online.
I like games.
I like games too. However,
we're still terrible at them.
Speak for yourself.
Alright, fine.
But, my first time playing StarCraft was the same. Someone in the dorms just handed me a CD that had SC written on it. And why are you handing me this? Is it the fight? Is it the Southern California fight song or something? Do you hate me? And it turns out that he did hate me, but for a different reason. Because I put that CD in, and then 8 hours later, the sun was rising.
Dang! I usually never hear you talk about RTS games. It's usually fighting games or games involving naked chicks.
Well, here's the thing, is that StarCraft is a very special kind of game because they put a lot of effort into balancing that thing so that they can actually make it into an esport. A lot of other games that they try to turn into esports, there's an innate, imbalance in these things, and, it means that, oh, look, we're seeing this again. Oh, boy. Take next week's topic, Street Fighter. Take Capcom versus SNK2. Hey, look, it's Sagat versus Sagat.
Occasionally again. Blanca.
Oh, look, it's Sagat against Blanca. And hey, look, the guy's character after Sagat is Blanca. That's great. And so the thing is that, StarCraft, it has this nice balance to it that you can have strategies and counter strategies, and then you have to react and move, change to a different strategy on the move, on the fly. You go down a different tech tree because this person is doing that, and you have different units to counter his units, and then he has to go for the counter unit to your counter unit. And then by the time you're about 5 minutes in, you've gone trace busta 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 busta.
Well, actually, that's really strange. All three of you guys actually played StarCraft. You pretty much went straight into the multiplayer, though, right?
I played some of the single player.
I played single player mostly, actually.
But have any of you completed the campaign?
I kind of cheated on completing the campaign. I just decided that I really liked Zeratul, and I had his stealth butt go around knocking down buildings with his bare hands. He would just run around invincible, go pew, pew, pew. It was awesome.
About 2 days after discovering StarCraft, I happened to discover GameFAQs. So playing through the single player campaign, I don't think it should really count. This is not in my...
Hey man, I totally played through the single player campaign and then got stuck, I think, somewhere towards the last mission and said, screw this. I'm going to go play people who are just as bad as I am.
Where'd you find them?
In the dorms, actually. There were people who were not good at games.
It's pretty unsurprising. I mean, the dorm community we had was just like, hey, look, we've all got computers, and there's nothing interesting. There's nothing interesting on TV because it's 2 a.m.,
yeah.
So let's play Diablo.
You just didn't know where to watch.
All right.
So actually, I played StarCraft when I was, I think it was in high school. I played it by myself on the campaign, and I actually never picked it up again until college as well, when I was in the dorms, and everyone's like, all right, the game for this week is StarCraft. And that actually became the game for 2 weeks, because we loved it that much. And I remember one really fierce battle that I think it was actually one of the first few multiplayer matches that we had, where I was with my roommate. We were going against two other guys that were roommates down the hall. And then at one point, we thought we were totally going to own them. And then all of a sudden, a huge amount of ships just showed up in our base. And I just heard maniacal laughter down the hallway.
You gotta love those stealth battle cruisers, you know, sneaking up on you.
My favorite is when, you know, you can in fact hear the guy laughing as he beats your face in. It makes it feel so much more personal, which is why, you know, voice chat has gotten so important, but also so annoying, because now you can hear someone as he beats your face in, and we're approaching our 30s, and the people beating us at these games are staying the same age.
Well, really, the main thing about voice chat that I have an issue with is, at least in the dorms, if you hear somebody laughing at your expense, you can simply exit the room, enter their room, and resolve the conflict internally.
You peed on people's pillows too?
Not what I meant, but you get the idea.
Not that I ever did that.
Oh, of course not.
Sure.
That's why my pillow smells so bad.
Hey, it smelled like roses.
All right, so I'm guessing, like, because you guys did play StarCraft more casually, but did you guys go into any other RTS games? Like, I actually left RTS after a while from playing StarCraft.
I actually tried to climb the ladder in Warcraft 3 with my friend Xenon.
Wow.
Damn.
We got to around rank 8 or 11 or so, and then we got burlied. Now, to burly, by the way, is a very fun verb. It's one of the few things that I've actually gotten out of Penny Arcade that is still funny to me. And it is this old comic about Warcraft 3 about their matchmaking system. Because, you know, they had the ladder, and they tried to match you against people who were at your skill level. Which is difficult when your skill level is 1. You know, when you're basic. And so they had this little searching eye. It's like, looking for players. Looking for players. Players not found. Looking for burly men to you in the ass. Burly men found. And so it turned into a verb. Too burly.
I guess that's fair.
So, well, actually, so then that means, like, you played a ton of Warcraft 3, though?
I played a ton of Warcraft 3, and I played that on my old trackball, which continues to amaze my friend to this day, and he's a little bitter about it, because that probably cost us at least 3 games.
Wow. Yeah, by using a trackball. I played on trackball before, too. I even played FPS games on trackball.
Hey, trackballs are awesome, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
They are awesome.
Was it a thumb trackball?
It was a thumb trackball.
Yeah.
Oh,
man,
I used one of those.
What?
Those are terrible.
I got one right over there that I just got.
You just bought one?
Yeah, it's right over there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't know they still made them.
I hoped.
Are you going to be playing StarCraft 2 with it?
He's going to be playing World of Warcraft with it.
I'm playing a lot of things with it.
Whoa, you're playing World of Warcraft now?
When did this happen?
Yeah. Yesterday?
Whoa, what? Man. Oh my god.
What?
No, that's okay. It's okay.
Don't judge me.
I accept your life decision.
There's nothing wrong with it.
I blame you.
So, I mean, then, like, it seems more like StarCraft was something that we all pretty much played, but, like, Blizzard itself was sort of, we sort of went over to the Warcraft side. I play Dota all the time. I've never played the entire Warcraft 3 campaign.
Well, here's the thing, is that it's a matter of what you do with your casual time. Dota was a great thing to happen to Warcraft 3. Tower defense was huge for a long-ass time. What StarCraft had for its casual play was, hey guys, let's play Big Game Hunters again.
Yeah.
Oh boy, Big Game Hunters, yay!
I've never played... So here's the thing, I've barely ever played the multiplayer for StarCraft. I played it on the campaign. I don't know what Big Game Hunters is.
So here's the thing about Big Game Hunters. It decided to eliminate an entire portion of the strategy of the game, which was resource management. It was just, here, have infinite money, have infinite gas.
Basically, crystals had tons and tons of minerals in them and the gas.
And so it encouraged really, really ludicrously bad strategies, like cannonizing.
Yeah.
Cannonizing was the worst, but it was so cheap. Yeah. You would just build cannons.
Everywhere.
And you would just creep forward with your cannons. And then the human would get tired of you, and suddenly your cannons would start retreating in gigantic siege tank explosions. And then you would go, oh crap, he's made siege cannons, siege tanks, and you would go and try and beat his siege tanks. And then you'd realize that while you were busy making cannons like a moron, he built a fleet of battle cruisers. And so more of your cannons would explode. And then you would go, I have wasted my life.
Sounds about right.
So wait, Big Game Hunters is just the regular...
It's a regular game called Hunter, The Hunters, I think.
Right? I think it was just one of the maps that came with the game.
It was one of the maps called The Hunters, and it was really popular just as a normal map, and then they made it into, like, this mega money mode, and you just played on that.
So here's the thing, it was
So it's like two people cheating against each other.
Well, here's the thing, kind of. Wasn't it eight?
Yeah,
there was enough space for everybody.
And then there was this big space for you guys to meet in the middle or just go to the side and all that stuff, and... It was
kind of nuts.
It was really nuts. And the thing is that when you take an entire game mechanic out, the resource system, then a lot of the skill goes away and the game starts getting repetitive because you don't have strategy, counter strategy. You have my money against your money.
If I click on this, I move this here.
I build this victory fleet and move it, and you build your victory fleet, and we
throw them at each other until the game breaks.
Hey, look, there's a psychic storm out there. Let's kill that guy, Protoss guy.
Yeah.
It was messy.
Was that like the most popular multiplayer map?
It was by the far most popular map.
And it was well, resource management is hard.
Yeah. I just want to build dudes and like blow them up.
Which is why they had things like, you know, tower defense. And suddenly you have like all those ones where you just have those auto-spawning little dudes and you just sort of send them out in random directions. All you do is get to watch the fun fighting. I mean,
look, things are exploding. Hooray!
Actually, there was one that we eventually found that was, it was like a maze, and then it was just infinitely spawning marines that did one point of damage, and you had your guy, and you just mowed through them repeatedly. It was actually kind of fun.
Doom! That gauntlet?
It was kind of like gauntlet, yeah. Except I remember the generators.
Mod. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was odd, but fun.
You know, I actually went to a StarCraft esports,
really?
Theater. I didn't actually go inside because there wasn't one on that day because I couldn't read the schedule.
Right.
But it's pretty funny because these esports coliseums take up the same spots that you would expect an actual theater to take up.
Oh, wow.
The one that I went to was on the 8th floor of a mall. It's the esports coliseum, and people would actually go there to watch StarCraft being played.
It's in the mall.
It's on the 8th floor of the mall.
I mean, I like watching StarCraft being played, but...
Not like that.
The mall?
Yeah, really?
It's exactly where you would find a theater.
You bring your date there?
I wouldn't know. I went with my friend Alex.
You bring your man date there?
Well, we actually both were kind of curious, but no, we didn't actually have a man date there.
I would love to have gone. Actually, one time...
Kevin, you can be my man date.
Oh, yeah, it's a date, man.
It's a date.
We go to Korea together.
Go to Korea.
There are
all
two
right.
things I want to do in Korea.
Note to
go to
sell.
A StarCraft esports match and eat just chopped up octopus and have like the little tentacles that are still
live
moving going down my throat.
So what about dog? Are you going to try dog if you go to Korea?
No.
So,
actually,
that?
No. I could try dog. Like go out of my way to go.
Okay.
I always like to try everything. Though.
All right.
I was actually kind of disappointed in Korea because I was looking at all the sports channels that people were telling me, "Hey, they play StarCraft tonight." But you know when I went there? The Olympics. Mm. You know what was on TV there?
The Olympics.
Not just Olympics. The Olympics that the Koreans are good at. The Olympics that the Koreans are good at are the following things.
Taekwondo.
Right.
Shooting.
Right.
And archery.
Huh.
Shooting and archery are the most boring events to watch in any Olympics. Because in archery, you pull the bow back right to your lips and it squishes against your lips. And then you stare at the target. And then you let go, and then people clap. Curling is more interesting. Curling is actually pretty fun to watch.
I like curling.
Yeah.
Actually.
Well, and then
I think curling just has a bad reputation.
The worst thing about this about archery is because you know the Olympics are the best athletes in the world.
Right.
People in archery wear fishing hats. They they look like they belong at a poker table. They're wearing sunglasses. They got these big round faces because, you know, the whole thing about archery is that you have to have steady hands and good eyes and, you know, things like that. It's definitely a skill that I can never get really used to. I mean, Albert, you brought me to a shooting range.
You hurt yourself.
I hurt myself. Yeah, I got my thumb stuck in the slide.
Yeah. Took a chunk of skin off.
He drew blood at a shooting gallery.
Yeah. His own blood.
I'm terrible at it. I admit this.
The one thing I'm always scared of, and it's not that getting like my finger caught when I'm shooting a gun. I'm always afraid when I'm loading up the magazine, that the bullet will explode in my hand.
What?
Because you have to, like, push down really hard to get it in there.
You have to hit it with a hammer, basically.
Yeah, and, like, I was going to shooting with my friend in Southern California, and he was like, you know what's the scariest thing? And I was like, wait, do you think that the bullet's going to explode in my hand? And then he was like, yeah, actually.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty boring, and I would actually have preferred StarCraft on TV because Taekwondo is also really boring. Here's the thing, is that, you know, they can technically use their hands, but their hands are tight, so they have their hands tightly against their sides. And they run up really close to each other and basically chest bump in order to keep inside of the kicking range. And then every once in a while, someone gets this beautiful roundhouse kick off, but then they go back to chest bumping. I mean,
really? They don't hold their hands out or anything like that?
Their hands are viable targets. They're points. So if you get kicked in the hands, you lose a point.
So is it just two guys with their arms to their sides running towards each other and then just like waiting for the right moment to kick?
Pretty much. I mean, they'll lift their legs and things like that, and then their legs will get kicked down pretty quickly.
I mean, but like, are the arms like,
tightly to their sides?
Other than that, it's basically just chest bump chicken then.
Pretty much.
Wow.
Although I gotta say that it was more interesting watching Taekwondo and Judo than it was watching fencing, because fencing is so fast that you basically see a light, two people run at each other, and then instantly another light comes on, and they both run around like they've invented fire. It's like, yes, I've gotten a point. And then you go into super slow motion, you see who touched who first, and that person gets the point. Or they both get a point. Because
it's electronic now, right?
It's electronic now. It has to be electronic. They're that fast. I can't see it. I would rather see esports. I would rather see StarCraft on TV because I can see what's going on. I can understand it.
Now that we're back at StarCraft, let's go straight into something else that I was wondering about. Because I remember this came out, this news came out when all of us were in college. StarCraft Ghost. I remember this game came really close to being released. Oh. I remember them even saying it's going to be on Xbox, PS2, GameCube, and PC. And then completely never hearing about it ever again.
Well, you heard a lot from it, but it was a lot of back alley stuff. You know, it was a lot of like, oh, it's gone to a new developer. Oh. I was actually going to E3 at that time, and the first time people saw StarCraft Ghost, I never actually saw it in person because it was only shown once, and people said, this game is terrible. I mean, there's just no hook. There's just nothing to do. I mean, you're just running around. It's kind of Splinter Cell-y without actually being good. And so once the next E3 rolled around, it was gone.
Well,
it was behind closed doors, sorry. And it's just like, yeah, that's the kiss of death. And then later we found out that it had changed developers, and then it's like, yeah, this game's never coming out.
That's a shame.
It's not a shame. The game was not good.
However, it's still put on to be determined.
Yeah, it was,
that's Blizzard for you.
There we go.
Yeah.
But it still has the picture of the ghost chick.
I think that was the only reason why anyone was excited about it. I was like, oh yeah, she's hot, and then
she's wearing skin tight bodysuits, and she's wearing skin tight bodysuits and kicks high.
So yeah, we've never seen Blizzard do anything like FPS ish, really, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah,
RTS.
Wow,
racing game first.
Rock and Roll Racing,
followed by puzzle platformer.
Oh right, Lost Vikings.
Then they did this whole Warcraft thing.
Right, yeah. And then some Diablo in the middle of that, which segues into World of Warcraft fairly
which
nicely.
Segues into, I like to eat money for breakfast, because I can.
I guess that's fair.
Well, I mean, like, thinking about Blizzard trying to eat money all the time, so we know StarCraft 2 is coming. We've seen what the screens are going to be like. But something just makes me feel so much like it just looks like a pretty version of StarCraft, and it's just going to have the additional story. I mean, what's going to be the hook?
I get the feeling
the name is StarCraft.
I get the feeling that StarCraft is rapidly becoming to at least Korea what Dragon Quest is to Japan. In that if you change any aspect of it, there will be blood.
Riots so they, in the streets.
So they have to stick to it. Maybe change one or two kind of cool things, add a couple of new features, but if it's not fundamentally the same game, you'll have children rioting.
I mean, we almost had children rioting from Diablo 3 having its gamma turned up.
Oh man, I remember that.
No, more blood, more dark, more dark, more dark, dark, blood. More what is that, a rainbow?
Must have brown. Everything must be brown and gray.
Otherwise it wouldn't look realistic.
That's right.
Oh, clearly.
It's not realistic.
Wait, you have to have add bloom. Then it's next gen. Bloom.
Right. Yeah, because that's what we want to see.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. Very bright grays. Adding blue and red to Gears of War made it such a worse game. Oh, no.
I know. I hated that you could go outside.
I know. You could actually, like, see the world. There's, and there's like, trees.
What?
Can't do that.
You can't do that, Gears of War.
I want it to be in caves.
It's caves.
Gray and black.
Caves and warehouses in the rain.
Don't even talk to me about Gears of War and rain.
I'm glad they added snow levels.
Snow.
Snow levels are cool.
That's right. Even lower visibility.
Let's step outside and get killed by giant triangles.
Wait, what was this?
The hail level.
Stupid hail.
Oh,
God.
I would actually love to have a casino night level. For Gears of War.
You mean like the Sonic level? Yes.
You can always look at what kind of stages they're supposed to be based upon Sonic, right? There's a jungle stage, a snow stage,
water stage,
water
space stage,
space stage. I guess like chemical plant warehouse stage. There's no casino stage in Gears of War.
You know, there was a casino stage in God Hand. That explains why I liked that game so much.
Man, I think you're the only. You guys are the only ones that really liked God Hand.
You be quiet. God Hand was great.
Well, no, no. Hilarious. I acknowledge that God Hand appealed to a very specific niche.
God Hand was Capcom's personal love song to me.
It's just luckily for me, that particular niche is me and most of the people I know.
Yeah. But anyway, going back to actual StarCraft, StarCraft 2. Yeah, if you can't change it. Not at this point. I mean, it reached the zenith of its genre, pretty much. I mean, nothing else has even approached it. They tried doing a tweak in Warcraft 3 by making micromanagement more important. They tried making the heroes more important.
Yeah.
People hate it.
Yeah.
Well, it segued into a completely different thing. I mean, like all those people who hated it left. All those people who were working on it who hated it left. All those people who loved it who worked on it moved on to WoW.
So, I mean, like, here's the thing. Okay, so StarCraft 2 isn't going to veer off that much from regular StarCraft.
That's the hope.
But we are seeing something different in that now that, and we don't know whether this is really true, now that Blizzard and Activision are together, Blizzard is releasing StarCraft 2 in episodic form.
Remember, Activision CEO's favorite word in the English language is the word exploit.
I mean, do you really think it's Activision that made them do this, or maybe Blizzard was going to go in episodic?
I think that it's just the natural progression of the online economy, is that in order to make money in this market, especially in the MMO space and any other space, you have to have something to make money after the initial point of sale. You have to have expansions. You have to have downloadable content. I mean, heck, that stupid horse armor in, what is it, Oblivion?
Oh, God, the horse armor.
It is still in the top 10 sales for Oblivion.
Who buys?
True. God,
who buys horse armor? Wow. I know. People do. Dumb people do.
And now every single person who's bought horse armor ever is going to be knocking on your door tomorrow.
I think most of them are actually going to be like, yeah, I believe you too, Dom.
Yeah, but my brain worry about the whole episodic concept is Blizzard has enough trouble meeting one deadline. How are they going to do that with six? It's just going to be dragged on for another...
Six episodes?
Well, I don't know how many episodes it's going to be. It's just only three?
It's supposed to be three.
Oh, that's a nice change of pace. Okay.
It'll be like, 6 years later, we beat StarCraft 2.
We beat StarCraft 2.8. The versioning is important.
Yeah, that's true. It's got to be patched.
It's got to be patched.
Well, do you think it's going to come out at like $30 an episode? $40? $60?
I think what would make sense to me is that it would be, you know, like a $40 to $50 initial sale. And then each subsequent episode gets put out at, you know, like a $30 price point or something like that.
Yeah, because they require the main.
It's an expansion pack.
Yeah, but right. We haven't seen WoW expansion packs come out those prices. They come out at full price, $50,
right? It's basically $30 and $40 is what I saw, but...
Okay, but they still come up, you know, they're pretty expensive for expansion.
I honestly don't know, because I lined up at midnight to get the latest Warcraft expansion, and...
You didn't care what the price was, right?
Pretty much. I was buying someone else a limited edition.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. That's what I get to look forward to, apparently.
I mean, like, if it's going to be episodic, do you think that... Okay, so let's... I don't remember what the entire campaign for StarCraft 2...
Here's a hint. Blizzard really... Oh, okay. How long it was? Wasn't it 10 missions each? No.
For StarCraft, 10 levels each.
10 levels each.
Oh, yeah. Okay, 10 levels each. So there's right. 3 levels. Is there going to be just 10 levels in this first episode?
There might be. Well, maybe. I mean, if you look at it, right, they have that whole branching tech tree plus story arc kind of thing, and that's a lot of code, even though on one playthrough you only see one path, right? So it's a lot of effort. You might just get 10, and they just weave all of them together in new and interesting
ways.
Here's
the real question. Is there a cow level?
There is no cow level.
Clearly.
There hasn't been a cow level since Diablo 2.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go straight into something completely speculative. And I know people have been, like, passing this rumor around, and, you know, I personally don't believe it.
Time to join in the fun, though.
Oh, boy.
What do we got?
World of StarCraft? Really?
Because, you know, science fiction MMOs do really well. Just look at Anarchy Online, or Star Tabula Wars, Rasa. Tabula Rasa.
Is that still alive?
They dumped them, and they put tons of them in dumpsters.
Oh, nice.
Pictures of them.
I mean, it's just not a very good design space right now. People don't want science fiction MMOs, it looks like, because there's just not enough... Well, okay, mostly it's because the games that I've mentioned have been terrible.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I'd hit that. I mean, like...
Well, hey, wait a second. What about the Old Republic?
Yeah, I mean, I was just about to say the Star Wars Old Republic MMO is coming out, although I'm still kind of skeptical about that because of how Galaxies burned me.
I'm incredibly... Galaxies was terrible.
I know. I was, like, so excited because I'm, like, a diehard Star Wars fan. I'm so diehard about
Star Wars. Hey, look, you can dance and cut people's hair.
Yeah, exactly. I went to see Castle today, and, like, there was four people in the theater, but I was like, damn it, I'm going to see my damn Star Wars movie. I've even seen the animated Clone Wars movie.
Oh, I did that too.
That's,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you two are dead to me.
Bad. I watched it on the plane. I don't know what Kev's excuse is.
I actually convinced Matsubara, the character designer.
Really?
I convinced him not to watch it because I told him outright. It's like, look, the script is terrible. The animation's okay.
Well, but that's why he likes it.
I know. He's like, really? Is the script that bad? Yes. You will regret having seen it.
No, dude, he totally loves bad movies.
I know, he does.
Wait, who is this guy?
Matsubara is the character designer for, among other things, Oh My Goddess, the TV series. He's also worked on the Evangelion movies and things like that. He's a good friend of our friend Eileen.
He's working on the Evangelion stuff.
He
wanted to see the Clone Wars.
He wanted to know. He wanted to know. It's the competition.
It's
okay.
It might just be one of those, hey, a train wreck, let's go watch.
No, he really has ridiculously bad taste in movies. That's just how he's wired. I don't know why.
So anyway.
But yeah. I
mean, if World of StarCraft came, if they announced it, what do you think it would be? Would it just be World of Warcraft with a new skin, really?
God, I hope not.
But how would that even work? Like, how would...
I'm sure that there are people who are making a very large amount of money in Blizzard right now arguing this exact same thing. That's what I'm going to assume. That's what's going to keep me awake at night, thinking that somewhere in Blizzard there's a guy going, all right, so how can we make people enjoy being Zerg? Because, you know, they'll communicate and just...
Dude, if you gave me one of those buttons, I'd push it all day long.
And I would hate you.
I know you would.
Dance.
No, it's fairly well established how they would
dance.
Little, like, they've got appendages.
Yeah.
If it's got appendages, it can dance.
This is true.
I mean, who would want to play as Scourge? Your entire job in life is to fly at other people and explode.
And blow up. Yes.
Yay!
Ridiculous griefing engine. People would do it.
I mean, just the way StarCraft is made, I mean, you would have to basically play only
Terran
and Protoss.
Yeah.
I mean, you could play...
Well, they're introducing Zerg
a little bit. The Zelnaga? Yeah.
Yeah.
That you can't play as.
But, you know, it's one of those things where who would want to play as Zerg? Well, actually, a lot of people would want to play as Zerg. But your entire...
Who would want to play in a world where other people... The only people, other people who are populating the Zerg side are people who specifically want to play Zerg.
Your missions would be just like...
Just rushing.
That'd be kind of awesome.
I've seen that before.
A million?
Not a million.
Well, no, not a million.
Because, I mean, like, if World of Warcraft has 11 million, and imagine, like, let's say, let's just even estimate 1 million are online at one time, right? Imagine that many Zergs just rushing around everywhere.
Yeah, it would look great at half of a frame a second. As yeah, 1 million people moved in gigantic droves, probably over a cliff because they couldn't turn in time.
Well, here's the thing. I actually, if it comes to that, if it comes to a StarCraft MMO, I mean, I would actually trust them to do it. Because one of the things about Blizzard is they have really good attention to detail.
Well, I would probably wait 2 years, because it took them about 3 years to get World of Warcraft right.
Alright. But, like, just things like, I still remember the first time I summoned a ghost. I had that sound effect as my, I think, error message for, like, 2 years on my computer. I think I still have the sound of the siege tank locking down on my phone somewhere. It's... You know, they're really good at just making that sort of iconic step.
Yeah, well, that is the Blizzard trademark, is taking a genre and just taking it to its logical endpoint and making it as best as it can be.
All right, I guess we'll find out later on this year when we...
This year?
No, no, StarCraft 2, StarCraft 2.
This year, maybe next year when we do StarCraft 2 as a S word. Anyways, let's finish this episode up. Any last-minute thoughts from any of you?
5 minutes, no rush.
No manner.
No matter.
GG, man.
GG.
All right. So I just wanted to take note that we got quite a bit of feedback this past week. I posted about our mailbag, and we got some emails for us. And let's see. I hope I'm saying this right. LMarvIC1 writes to let us know, and I think this is referring to your comment, Dom, that Joe Montana is God, G-O-D, all caps. Dwight Clark, the catch, is the Holy Ghost, and Jerry Rice is his son. Can you tell us what the catch is about?
What do you mean, you know, I tell
what?
You about... You don't know the catch?
What state are you in? I know about the catch, and I've been watching football for a year.
I am taking you to YouTube right now and showing you the catch, because it is the defining moment in the 49ers dynasty. You weren't born yet, probably.
Oh, okay.
It is Joe Montana just scrambling to his right, looking for anything, and out of nowhere, he just throws the ball, and you don't know where he's throwing it to. You think he's throwing it away. And then Dwight Clark comes in from the right side of the TV screen. You go, where did he come from? Where did he come from? And he catches it, and you go, oh, my God! Oh, my God! Well, you don't do that these days, because, you know...
You know what's going to happen.
You know what's going to happen. And also, we're Cal fans, and we have a better play lean on.
I always remember that play, but yeah, all right. We'll check that out right after this episode's done recording. And a Mr. Travis Timmons writes in asking if we'd cover the Shin Megami Tensei games. I know we already have this on our radar. I remember, Doug, you told me about this.
I actually have friends at Atlas who want to join us for that podcast.
All right. Well, definitely. I already have it on our schedule, and we're going to probably have to wait till April when the new Devil Summoner sequel comes out. So look for that in April, Mr. Timmons. And lastly, if you have any comments, questions, or topic suggestions, please email us at feedback@s-words-podcast.com. You can also find us online at www.s-words-podcast.com, where you can check out our upcoming episodes listing or leave us comments on each episode. We do read the comments, and we do consider your suggestions, so please let us know. I also want to remind everyone you can subscribe to us via iTunes or the RSS feed set up on our site. So next week we'll be covering a topic that's sure to be big in a few days, Street Fighter the Games. So let's wrap this episode up with a quote sound off. Lead us off, Dom.
Shin!
Shoryuken!
My life for ire.
That's not Street Fighter.
Yeah, I know. Everybody on?
San Diego, Superchargers, San Diego, Superchargers, Chargers.
Good job, guys. That's going at the end of the credits.
Right. This is the gun.
Oh, man.
Okay.